Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we always are on Mondays during Eagles season. Brandon Graham's show will be coming up at 6 o'clock. Myself, Elliot Shore Parks, and BG. Then at 7, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. In case you didn't hear it, Nick Sirianni said it has not yet been decided whether they will play Saquon and the starters on Sunday, so the record's still in play. Ike, I ask you this before we go back to the calls. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's been decided and he just hasn't said it yet, or do you think that there is figuring out to do? Do you think it's possible that they haven't decided internally what to do?
Yeah, I do believe it's possible.
That they haven't decided yet?
Yes.
And I would imagine in part that is because the players are a yes, maybe above Nick might be leaning toward no, maybe they're trying to figure all of that out, or...
Well, here's the thing, one thing I feel there are certainly arguments on both sides of this. And the one argument is obvious, that you want to prevent injury from happening. But to ignore the significance of the record,
right,
and the impact of what it would mean to the organization for Saquon Barkley, see, that's the thing that I get sort of, it sort of takes me aback, because it seems like that part gets swept over and brushed over like it doesn't mean anything. And I think you guys minimize the significance of potentially holding that record.
You think I minimize it?
Well, anybody who doesn't think it, you know, people will... You guys are stupid. You don't need a record. Who cares about a record? It's 17 games, so it don't matter. So you give up a bunch of reasons why they shouldn't go for it. And those of us who want them to go for it are foolish for thinking that way.
You know what it is?
I think there's a real legitimate argument for going for the record.
I agree with you. I think this is one of those debates where I think both sides are valid. However,
yeah,
I wouldn't even consider going for it, but I understand. I understand. I understand the magnitude of the record. And, you know, baseball is...
Okay, see, I hadn't heard you say
no,
that.
No,
see,
no,
I
no.
hadn't heard you say
no,
that.
No,
okay.
No, no. I do. I think, look, I'm a nervous guy.
I understand that.
In
yeah,
general.
I understand
so,
that.
So, and the fact that they don't have a bye, I think, plays into it as well. And I've been on the Saquon touches thing for weeks and weeks and mm-hmm. weeks now. I understand the gravity of it, especially because, you know, baseball is a sport built around records like this.
Mm-hmm.
But football and basketball, not so much. There are only a few records in both of those where people look at it and go, oh, that's one of them.
Yep.
That's one of those ones.
Yep.
This is one of those ones. And I think it's even more so than quarterback records, because quarterback records have sort of been shot to
death.
They're
almost more meaningless now.
Yeah, over the last 15
so much,
years.
Yes.
When you look at stats of quarterbacks from when we were growing up in the 90s, mm-hmm. those quarterback stats don't even look like these quarterback
no.
stats. You can't even compare them.
Yep.
But the rushing one, I think two reasons. One, because it hasn't been broken in so many years. And then the other part of it, because nobody's even considered the possibility that it could be broken in so many years. So
yeah.
So it is an enormous record. And for Saquon, I do, I I get how big this would be for him. I absolutely do. I just can't. I can't get into a place where I'm saying that the risk is worth it. That's the only thing
sure.
it is. But I. This is one of those debates, and we debate a lot of things about every team. This is one of those where it's less about me trying to talk anybody on the other side onto my side,
yeah.
and it's more just saying this is what I would do and how I feel,
sure.
and not trying to convince you the
yeah.
other way.
No, I totally get that, and it's the sports fan in me also.
Yeah,
like I watch sports to see things I've never seen before. You know, 1984 is around the time I first started watching football and really understanding the game. I may have started in 81 or 82, but just as a casual watcher because it was on. But 83, 84, 85, those are the years where football had the greatest impression on me and made me want to be a football player. So you get these rare moments where history can happen. And we don't get to see a whole lot of history happening in the sport of football. And this is one of those cool records to have in our organization, to have our guy do it. Not to mention, this could go a long way to helping Saquon build a Hall of Fame resume.
Sure.
When you only got a short window as a running back, you have to do special things to get into the Holy Grail, to get in Canton, because it's really a longevity thing when it comes to running back. So if you're not going to have that period, I don't know, Saquon, I don't know how many more years he got, but if he could put together four or five good years here with the Eagles with an all-time rushing record and a title to go along with it, now we're looking at Saquon Barkley as a potential Hall of Fame running back.
And I think his case gets better because of the context to how he did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he is in a passing era. Now,
yes.
We don't know if the next 4 or 5 years, we've seen this year, teams running more than they've run in years. We don't know what the next 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. goes. And to your point about sort of accumulating stats, which is what running backs normally have to do, and I know everybody loves hating Tiki here, but when you look at Tiki's resume, he has an amazing resume, and he's on the maybe he'll get on the ballot.
To get in there.
Yeah, it'll be outside looking in.
Yeah, for a long time.
And he had
he had a longer. His window was
longer.
I think it was longer than Tiki's. I mean, Saquon's.
Well, especially because he played for good teams.
Yep.
And he didn't have those injury problems that Saquon had. So Saquon's trying to make up for lost time to a certain extent for the next two or 3 years. So I get it. I just don't want them to do
it. I'm trying to erase his giant career.
And just have him thought of as an Eagle.
I want him to be thought of as an Eagle.
The same way that Reggie, in a lot of places, Jack made this point that in Philly, we think of Reggie
as an Eagle.
Yeah. But a lot of other people think of it, the rest of the country, they think of Reggie as a Packer. And
well, like Andy.
Well, yeah. Well, he's basically, damn near raised. Nobody asked you to bring Andy up.
Sorry, man. It's like Bryce.
Kind of like Bryce.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we want, Bryce is going to be known as a Philly and what he's done.
He's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
He's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
Yeah. Yes. I think he could I don't think he's erased the Nationals thing until he wins a World Series. For me. But yeah.
Oh, yes, you.
Yeah.
The guy was voted the number one athlete in the city.
Not this summer. We'll see what happens this summer.
Well, that'll be Saquon.
Saquon. Yes.
That'll be Saquon this summer.
It's gonna be an interesting. It's gonna be an interesting Mount Rushmore week because Embiid's way off it
and top 11 week.
Well, hold on.
As well,
Embiid's starting to wake up.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, and
Paul George won't be on it.
No, he won't. And the last thing about.
Maxie?
Maxie will probably.
Maxie has an argument as the best player on the team right now.
Jared McCain?
And the last thing.
We don't have to do that bit anymore.
What bit?
Maxie's the best player on the team.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Is that a bit?
Yeah, he ain't the best player on the team. Look at the team when the big guy's not there.
I don't know.
Well,
an argument there.
Well,
215.
This is your Kobe thing showing through.
I'm just saying availability does matter.
It matters.
The guy's out there every night carrying
matters.
The team. You can't show up once every week.
Carrying the team to what?
And speaking of Embiid,
where would they be without him? Go ahead.
Speaking of Embiid and comparing it yes. I know people hate when I do this, but appreciating the importance of the Saquon record. it's the reason why I cared about MVP for Embiid.
Sure, because I was on that side of the track.
Because
too.
I think these things matter. They might not matter. You know, we look at the Embiid MVP now, and we're like, ah, what a joke. But in 20 years, all people are going to do is look back and see that he won MVP, and he was runner-up 2 years, and that he actually won MVP. So as history looks upon it, it will be looked at as an MVP, and yep. that matters.
Sounds like you're talking yourself into Saquon.
No, I'm not. I still don't want to play.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Seth and Media, you're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Seth Jordan.
What's up, Jack and Ike?
No, it's not Seth Jordan. Oh, what's up, Seth?
How you guys doing?
Uh-oh.
Spike, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
I do the cold plunge. I saw you hit that the other day. I don't think it's working well for you because it's supposed to make you think a little more clearly. You and Chuck from Mount Airy and every other fool that's called in today, I get the sentiment that you want to keep everybody healthy, but you must be out of your ever-loving mind to think that this game is not important, not only to Saquon, not only to the team as a whole, offense and defense, but the organization and the city and the
fans. I didn't say it wasn't important.
No, you did. When this started, you said to have him play in a game that means nothing.
Well, the game doesn't mean anything. The game does
not
mean anything.
Because of this, that's false. That is, you know what? I don't want to say it's false. That's your opinion. But in my opinion, you couldn't be so far from the truth. This game has significance in that we have the ability to set an all-time rushing record, right? This isn't some like throwaway record. This isn't an organization record. This is the all-time leading rusher, right? And you only have the moment that you have in front of you. The Super Bowl is not promised.
Seth, if he pulls a hamstring,
in the second round.
So you're okay. If he pulls a hamstring and Saquon Barkley can't play in the first, because this is part of it. So if he pulls a hamstring, and by the way, he's been injured three different times in his career leading up to this. He's been great this year and has not been hurt, but has significant injuries with the Giants three separate times. He's not a rookie. He's 27 years old. So he pulls a hamstring on Sunday, going for this record. And he can't play in the first two playoff games, and they lose. You're gonna say you're gonna look back in it and say this was the right decision.
Let me ask you.
Just answer my question, and then you can ask me a question. If he pulls a hamstring, and he can't play in the first two playoff games,
You know why I would do that?
Yes, I would.
And I'll tell you, no. And you know why? You know
We'd
why?
Be a laughing
stock, because I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Everybody that's called
so
in
super tough.
You can't be an organization. You can't root for your team to be a championship team and a dynasty and want to be, you know, the badasses of the league and want everybody to have to run through you and then be this close to obtaining something that means so much to the whole team. And I mean, look, if it was 150 yards, okay. You know,
it's 100
I see it.
Yards.
It's 101 yards. He got 101 yards falling down.
And there's
you know
six games this year where he didn't get 100 yards in the entire game, Seth. In the entire game. There's six games this year where he didn't get 100 yards in the entire game.
What didn't do it all he set off
where
the
he got 102
quarter?
Yards in the first quarter and the first half?
Yes, but
yeah, okay.
Seth.
Okay. The exception to the rule, then. He can do it. All I'm saying is, and look, I respect everybody's opinion because there is an argument to be made. It's just my opinion, and I think it's a damn strong one, that there is no reason that if you have the chance to get something like this, then you have an obligation to at least try. Try. If he's not getting anything for the first, say, halfway through the second quarter and he ain't getting squat and the Giants defense is being stingy, which I don't think that it will be because there's holes there to be had, then you sit him and you say, all right, fellas, tried.
But Seth,
but
you know there's a lot of games this year.
The 20-yard run and the 30-yard run,
Seth,
what are you going to sit him down?
Seth, there's a lot of games this year where Saquon's yards have come in the second half. So you understand that part of the running game is beating the hell out of their defensive line with our offensive line, one of whom will probably won't even be playing, and that's Lane Johnson. So part of it, part of Saquon, and this was part of yesterday, was beating the hell out of the defensive line for two or three quarters just to get to a spot where he's getting yards in chunks. So if you want to sit him after a quarter and a half, that's fine. But realize that will be a lot like many of the games that have happened this year. You know, his first probably 5-6 rushes yesterday, he didn't get anything. So and that's the other thing, is when do you pull the plug?
When you get 101 yards.
If they're shutting him down and he's not getting anywhere, then you go ahead and you pull the plug and you sit him, and at least they tried, right? But you think – like he's already apologized for sitting Smitty when he could have gotten a record there, right? For holding him back, and he apologized after the fact. He has
He went for the record. No, he's talking about his rookie year. Oh, okay.
No, the rookie year. So I'm just saying they have an ability to do that, and the Giants are not great, okay? And the last time he played the Giants, didn't he torch him?
176.
You know what I'm saying, Ike? That's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying give the kid a chance. Give him a chance. Give the team a chance. Give the organization a chance. And I said this earlier on Hugh's show, the afternoon show, was that it's not just important to the offensive line. I'm sorry, the midday. It's not just the offensive line that gets accolades for this. The defense, too, because if the defense doesn't play lights out all season long during some of these games, then the other team's defense doesn't – they get a chance to rest. Mm-hmm.
By the way, a lot of our defensive players probably won't be playing on Sunday as well. You're not going to have the same defense on Sunday either. Most likely.
You know what? Fair is fair, but I say you rally that team together, and if nothing is going to give this team, because these are professionals and these are high level guys operating right now, they know what the main goal is, they know what the big picture is, but they have something in front of them right now that they could go out and just get in two quarters and then sit the rest of the time, man, you would be a fool not to try and at least go for it. Just try.
All right. Thank you for the call, Seth.
I love it. I love it.
If he was 16 yards away, I wouldn't go for it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's me. I wouldn't. It doesn't matter to me that it's 101 yards, though I think it makes it a more difficult decision, for sure, because it's 100 yards and not 20 yards or something like that. I actually thought what was going through my head yesterday when he was still in the game down the stretch is like, okay, they're letting him get to 2,000 because he's not going to play next Sunday, is what I thought. When I was watching, is like, okay, they're letting him get to 2,000 because they know he's not going to play next Sunday. But it doesn't sound like that's the case.
I mean, it may wind up being the case. I'm just saying, as a fan. Oh, and by the way, what other reason would I be going to that game Sunday for? You don't waste everybody's time to go out there and watch a bunch of third and fourth stringers play. Bring your kids out to the fourth preseason game of the summer. And we're out there doing a damn pregame show, acting as if the game matters, wishing they played Saquon Barkley today so we could rush for the rushing record. What else matters this week? Saquon breaking the record is the only thing that – oh, yeah, and Jalen getting out of concussion protocol. That matters, too.
By the way, Nick mentioned that there's been no change, so he's not out of protocol yet, Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. But it's completely unrelated, but another thing to have on your mind that he is not out of protocol
yet. We can sit him.
Well, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying big picture, he's not out yet. So everyone who was – there were a contingent of people who were upset that he got pulled out of that game and were 9 days away from that game, and he's still not out of concussion protocol. So it was clearly the right decision to pull him out.
Yeah. We're not doctors, Spike. We're fans. And hold people accountable because they react to something that
happens. Well, everyone thinks that the whole world's against us.
I'm just saying, though. Yeah,
all right.
I understand.
All right. Tom in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, Spike, Ike, and Jack? How are you, man?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Spike, I have got to disagree with you so heartily. You got to be kidding me.
Just
you're
another
not
day.
Give this guy, you're not going to give this guy a chance to break an NFL record. Hold on. And it will benefit not just him, but the offensive line, the coaching staff, the defense. I mean, it's going to benefit the whole team if he does that. Now, he could go out there. Now, anyone could get hurt. You could get hurt. Listen, if he sits out this week, he can get hurt the first play on the playoffs.
We're not doing that, Tom. We're not doing that. You at least have to concede that there is a better chance that he will be injured playing on Sunday than if he didn't play. You have to concede that. Of course he could get injured in the playoffs, but that is a necessary game for him to play in. You have to at least concede that there is more of a chance that he will get hurt playing on Sunday than if he didn't play.
He is not 200 yards away. He's not 100. He's not 300 yards away. He's 106 yards away. He can do that in the first half. You put that offensive line out there. Offensive line is hungry, baby. They want
Lane Johnson
that.
Already they said
they
he wants
that
to rest.
As much as he does.
Tom, Lane Johnson already said he wants to rest.
We can rest him. We got Tyler Steen.
Fred Johnson.
Fred Johnson. Okay. Either one. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Come on, Spike. You're being way too conservative.
Yeah,
I'm the one who wants to go for it on fourth down all the time.
Oh, that's not that's just stupid.
Let's, Let's play Embiid 1 week.
Yeah. Embiid doesn't play back to back, Spike.
You know what I mean? Jack, come on, man.
I wish I could shut off your mic.
They didn't play preseason football. Okay, they get paid to play 17.
Why didn't they play preseason, Tom?
Well, why?
Why didn't they play preseason, Tom?
For the same reason, they're trying to conserve and, you know, not have unnecessary.
Because what could happen if you played in the preseason?
Okay, but guess what?
But it didn't stop AJ from getting injured in the first game of the season.
No, it didn't. But
AJ got hurt in the last game of last year. Remember that?
No, I'm saying not playing in the preseason doesn't stop you from getting injured in the first game of the season.
No, it doesn't.
But you could play football and get hurt on any given play, any given game. Okay,
like a true football.
But listen, when your guy's 101 yards away from breaking a major milestone record that we could hold for our town, I mean our team.
Yep.
Come on, man, you got to at least go for it.
Well, you don't have to, but we'll see.
We don't have one. I mean, do we have one as a city that is ours? I mean, I know, like, Will's 100-point thing.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
One what?
Like a major record.
Do we have one as a city?
Like, we don't have the home run title.
No.
Or...
No. We've only had one.
No, we got Wilt. You got the highest score. Yes.
That happens.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Like, there's no proof of that, unfortunately.
I saw the picture, the one holding up the 100.
I could hold up a picture saying 100. Doesn't mean I scored 100 points.
And who knows if that wasn't Photoshopped.
Yeah. The original pictures at 86. It was photoshopped in the 60s. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, what team are you on heading into Sunday's game versus the Giants? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? 49% say sit Saquon. 51% say play Saquon. Yet none of them call us. Half the audience wants them to sit.
Because we're tough on this stage.
Yeah, right. 215-592-9494. Keith and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Spike, how you doing? You know, you might as well go and live with Chuck from Mount Fairy and protect.
Oh, does Chuck not want? He doesn't. Chuck doesn't want to go for it.
So, quick backstory here, and I'll go back to the caller.
This is a second Chuck reference.
So for those,
we'll get to you, Keith.
So for those that missed it, Chuck called Seth this morning on the morning show.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And said Seth didn't win anything.
Oh.
And
he said that to Seth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he said that this is about winning the Super Bowl, not individual accomplishments. And then told Seth he didn't win anything. And then the conversation didn't really go anywhere from there.
I'm sure it didn't. I'm sure it didn't. Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's out of control, man.
Chuck.
And little does Chuck know, Seth did win a Super Bowl.
Well, and
yes.
That's what Chuck doesn't know. Seth won the Super Bowl with Denver.
And by the way, like one of the greatest linebackers in Eagles history.
Start with that, though.
That he won a Super Bowl.
He actually won a Super Bowl, yes. So start with that part. Forget about how great he was as a player, and he should be in the freaking Hall of Fame. By the way, shout out to EA Eric Allen being a finalist.
Yeah.
Seth should be there, too. Yeah, come on, Chuck. Chuck. Yeah, relax, buddy.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I am not in that specific camp with Chuck. We may agree on this one, but not on that particular thing. Sorry, Keith. Go ahead.
All right. Let me get started back to where I was. And maybe that was a little incorrect, but so be it. Anyway, the thing is, it's football. We don't bubble wrap our players. And that's why when Chuck said it to Seth, and he said, you've never won anything, and all he wants to win, and he just tried to take the toughness out of the game. And Seth was trying to explain to him the toughness of football players. And I'm 61 years old. I grew up through the people getting their teeth knocked out of their faces. And I love football. I don't think it has to be that way. But the thing is, when you have a chance, when someone has the opportunity to do something special, and then you have someone that they can take that away from you, as in the coach, and say, we're not going to do it, that's your legacy. That is, you could have handed that down to your children, grandchildren, everybody in your life. That is part of your legacy. And to have that taken away is, I find, ridiculous. I understand. Don't put him after all games. Hit him up there for the first half, and let's see what he can do. That's where I stand.
I'm with you. I stand with you.
Stand with Keith.
I stand with Keith. By the way, Seth played in 16 games on the 98 Broncos, started one game. He has a Super Bowl ring.
There you go. Bold from Chuck, though, I have to say.
There's no way. Do we have that? Do we have that?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell Buzz where it was.
Yes, I need to hear it. I need to hear it. Yeah, man. Buzz, please. Jack will tell
I'll
you
tell
where
you,
it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Holy cow.
All right. 215.
I thought he might have yelled at the camera or something. He went at Seth.
He felt like Seth was putting words in his mouth because Chuck said, "I don't that no one cares about the record."
That's what Chuck said.
So that's what Chuck said. Okay. But what he was trying to say was, as a fan, he doesn't care. And
got
Seth
you.
Took that as, no, those players care. And then
got
Chuck
you.
Got back into a corner because
we need
he
to
felt
hear
like
it.
Seth was attacking
I
him.
I need to hear it. I
and then he said,
it.
You know, you didn't win anything.
I need to hear it. We'll get that audio. I need to hear it. I need to hear it. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon play on Sunday to go for the record? By the way, coming up at 4, we'll ask Donovan what he thinks. And coming up next, AJ spoke twice yesterday and sort of said two different things. So we'll play what AJ said yesterday.
You thought about it afterwards. Yeah, yeah.
Both are WIP's fault.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the Eagles playoff action this playoffs at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.